Welcome to Raju Radio.
Hey guys, we're back. I know it's been a very, very long time since we've uploaded an episode, but we're back and hopefully we can give you guys some new content. And yeah, I hope you guys like this episode.
In this episode, we're going to be talking about a trip to Alaska. So I just want to start off with the plane. And it was like 10 to 15 minutes before we landed. The landscape like totally changed from a flat landscape and a lot of buildings in Houston to a lot of trees, amazing mountains in Alaska. So how did you like the scenery?
I thought it was really cool. Normally, everywhere that we go, it's like super like sunny and the water is like blue and teal, and I thought it was really like really pretty.
Here but in Alaska, the water's blue and teal and a hint of green too, which it made me think that the water was actually like someone dyed it a different color.
Yeah, it was a little bit darker than you would see in like a tropical place, of course, but it was just so fresh and clean and cold, of course. But yeah, it was really nice to have like the mountains kind of welcoming you into this new place.
Right after the plane, we went to a restaurant called
49th State Brewing.
And I honestly think that this was the second best restaurant we went to, and we'll tell you the first best a little bit later. What do you think?
So actually, for most of the people on this trip, everyone loved the 49th State Brewing, but most of the people wanted to even go there for the second time on our last day. I wanted to try something different, so we decided to go somewhere else, but this restaurant was a huge hit in our group, and we did go as a group of 5 families and 19 people, so that's really, really good.
We went with 19 people, which it was,
including us, of course.
Yeah, we thought it would be insanely chaotic, but actually it was pretty nice. It was like a good new experience.
All right, so anyway, we're gonna start with what we ordered at 49th State Brewing. So I ordered a Alaskan King grilled salmon that me and my brother Rishi were gonna share. That did not happen, so we just ordered 2 separate ones for ourselves because the king salmon was not as big as we would have thought, but that's all right. And so I also tried the famous halibut fish and chips. The restaurant is famous for both of the dishes, the Alaskan King grilled salmon and the halibut fish and chips. The halibut fish and chips were really different. I'm not a big fan of halibut, but it didn't smell or taste too fishy. It was really nice. And one last thing I did try is the spicy cauliflower appetizer. And this appetizer was probably the best thing that I had at that restaurant. It was so good. It was actually spicy, which is really good.
I thought it was a really great mix with the sauce, cauliflower, and that specific sauce. I think it was just like it just mixed together and it was just nice.
Yeah, it was really good. And then for drinks, I want to make sure that Rishi talks about his drink because it looked really, really good. And if you guys want to see a picture of it, I do have it on my blog post that is coming up. So be sure to check that out soon. But the drink that I got was a virgin mojito. It wasn't the best one I've had, but it was still pretty good.
The drink that I had was a strawberry it was like a strawberry, and what is that, like, vine kind of plant?
Fireweed? I'm not sure.
It was weird. It
Did it taste good, though? Because it looked good.
It was okay. Kind of tasted a bit minty, and the flavors were just, like, everywhere. But overall, I would give it a 6.5 out of 10.
Ooh, pretty good rating. So, do you want to talk about your grilled salmon?
The grilled salmon was actually kind of bland, but
I agree.
They gave you this weird sauce that reminds me of the spicy cauliflower sauce, but it wasn't that delicious with the fish or salmon. And they gave us asparagus.
I love asparagus, but this asparagus was just not it, in my opinion.
I actually liked the asparagus. I just ate the heads off. It was pretty salty, which is good. But the whole fish was small. There was bones in it. They didn't bother to take the bones out.
There's no bones in salmon.
Okay, then
you're making things up.
Okay, no, but there was something that was bone-like in it.
Okay. So, this first night and the next, we stayed at the Alyeska Resort in Girdwood, Alaska, of course. It was about 45 minutes away from Anchorage, and it was a beautiful resort. And one thing that I found really funny is that they actually closed the automatic doors. They locked them because apparently they would have bears that would try to come in through those automatic doors.
And funny story, they even said their last summer, a bear was behind the front desk. And so I asked them, oh, so a bear works for you now?
That night, we also discovered that it always stays light in Alaska. We always knew that that was a thing, but it was just absolutely surreal when we went and we experienced that for ourselves. Like, it was like 11, 12, 1 in the morning over there, and like 3, 4 in the morning in Houston, and I wasn't tired at all because it was so bright outside. And the sun sets over there at 11:30, but it still stays bright after that, and I just thought it was just so crazy.
So, the next morning, we woke up super duper early to catch a train from Anchorage to Seward, and it was said to have really scenic views and be one of the best trains in Alaska. So,
well, it's kind of the only train in Alaska. It's government run, so.
It's still one of the best. Wink, wink.
I thought the train experience is really cool since we don't really have that mode of transportation, at least in Texas.
Well, not that we usually ride on. It's more cargo.
We don't have that form of transportation.
But let's start off on how, like, when we were in the train, shall we? Yeah. All right. So, after, let's say, what do you think, 10 minutes, I went up to the dome. Right when we went up to the dome, I saw an adult moose running, just weirdly running, just running across the fields. And then, did you see that?
I did, actually.
So, what were your thoughts when you saw it?
I thought it was really cool. I saw a moose pretty close.
Yeah, my thoughts at the time were, do moose run like that? They run really weird if they do. But it's cool to see wildlife like this because the most, where we live, the, like, rarest wildlife you'll find is a bunny or something. Or a coyote, and that's, like, not much for, you know, Alaskans.
But we're not Alaskans.
I know, but for people who live in Alaska, a coyote isn't much. After 5 minutes, we didn't see any more animals, so I went back down As for the dome, there's a 15-minute, limit.
Time restriction?
Yeah, where you can only be there for 15 minutes, which almost no one followed. And then after about, let's say, 15 minutes, I go back up to the dome with my friends, and then I, 5 minutes when I'm in the dome, I see a small little white baby mountain goat, and it was just super cute, pretty close to, and it was just, wow, I did not expect to see a baby mountain goat or a mountain goat on this trip, and this really just, it was a great experience. After that, I also saw a mother moose and a baby moose in a puddle. So yeah, that was pretty cool too.
So we finally got to our destination, which was Seward, after a few hours, and we had to rush to the boat dock where we had our cruise to Kenai Fjord Glacier with Major Marine Tours. And this tour was a total of 6 hours. And honestly, it was a great experience. I totally recommend 10 out of 10. Rating for you?
10 out of 10.
Yeah, even though I was very cold on the outside deck and even inside where there was a heater, I still think it is a 10 out of 10 because it was just so nice. We got to see puffins and seals, and a little bit later on, we got to see whales, like a whole bunch of whales, and they were all strategically coming up above the water to eat.
It's called pearl net fishing.
Yes, and I thought it was very cool and impressive, and I never expected to see anything like that.
I didn't either. When we reached the Kenai Fjord glacier, we waited for part of the glacier to break. And after taking a few photos and waiting for a while...
Actually, it was not a few. I think everyone was out on the outside dock and taking so many pictures. So after the glacier, some of the crew members of the cruise actually... got some of the broken ice pieces, and they made margaritas out of them. So we tried the virgin margaritas, and of course, if you want to see a picture of it, it's on my blog if you want to check that out. But honestly, it did not taste good. I give it like a 4 out of 10 at most, but it was just really cool that it was made out of glacier ice, and I even got to lick a piece of glacier ice.
I rate it a 0 out of 10, and I don't know why you licked it, because it's all dirty and stuff, but, yeah.
I mean, the glacier ice was, like, super clear and super fresh. I just wanted to try it, and it was super cool. So, after the 6-hour cruise, we finally got back to Seward, where we had to rush back to the train depot and get our tickets and board the train. So on the way back, most of us just took naps, and then we'd walk around the train and look at the scenery and just talk. But yeah, I thought the way back was a lot more fun. And in the way back, most of the people got off at Girdwood, which is where our resort is. So we just took a shuttle from the train depot to our resort. Well, the dads actually stayed on the train and went all the way to Anchorage. And in Anchorage, they just picked up our cars and they took the scenic route back to Girdwood so they can take lots of pictures. Alright guys, so the rest of this episode is just going to be me by myself. But yeah, I hope you still enjoy it. So the next day, some people woke up super early to go on hikes near our resort. Personally, I did not because I wanted to sleep in since we had such little sleep the past few days. And we had a whole bunch of stops on our drive to Talkeetna from Girdwood. Unfortunately, we did leave Girdwood kind of late, so we didn't get to do all of our stops because we had a Glacier Air landing tour with Talkeetna Air Taxi that started at 4, and we were supposed to be there like 45 minutes early, but we got there like right at 4. So this air landing tour was the best like thing that we did on this trip, in my opinion. I absolutely loved it. It was so much fun. It was an hour and 45 minutes long. We went in two different little planes because each plane can only seat 10 people, and we had a total of 19. So we were seated in two different planes, but honestly, like, it was just an amazing experience. The weather was amazing. We could see Mount Denali, like, perfectly. The weather was super nice. Visibility was, like, beautiful. There's no turbulence, and it was just absolutely amazing. A wonderful, wonderful tour that I totally recommend. It's, like 100 out of 10, if I could give that rating. But, yeah, sometimes you will book a Glacier Air landing tour and not be able to land on the glacier because of weather or, you know, other things. But we did get to land on the glacier, and it was amazing. It was not what I thought it would be like. It was, like, there was so much snow. Like, I would step, and I just, like, my feet would, like, fall, like, a foot in snow. It was just absolutely amazing. The landing and takeoff were so smooth and so different. I never thought I'd ever land on snow on a glacier, but it happened. We had so much fun. We all had snowball fights, including with our pilot. And the glacier, actually, what I really enjoyed about it is that even though there's so much snow and ice all around, it was not cold. It was pretty warm. It was good weather. So, yeah, I totally, totally recommend this. It was absolutely amazing. So that night we stayed in the Talkeetna Hideaway, and I totally recommend the Hideaway. It was so, so good. The owner was absolutely amazing. They accommodated us so well, and I really, really enjoyed it. So for dinner that day, we had pizza from Mountain High Pizza Pie, I believe. And it was pretty good. I wasn't a big fan of it, and I didn't eat much, but yeah, it was pretty good. The kids all stayed at home while the parents were out in downtown. But yeah. So the next day we spent like a lot of time in the Talkeetna downtown. We went shopping in all the gift shops. Some of us went to museums. We went to like a view spot so we could see Mount Denali and take pictures. We also went to this really, really nice famous place called Spinach Bread. And if you guys go to Talkeetna, Alaska, y'all have to try this place. Like, it was a little RV that was making all this food. And, I mean, I can't even tell you, like, this place was absolutely amazing and so much more than I thought it would be. So the Spinach Bread was super, super famous. That's what the restaurant was named after. And honestly, it tasted like garlic bread, and I love garlic bread. I could honestly have, like, probably their entire kitchen's worth of Spanish bread. It just tasted so amazing. I also tried their rhubarb blueberry pie, I believe. That one was also really good. They also had drinks. I tried the Brazilian lemonade. That was pretty good, too. So I totally recommend this place. Their Spanish bread is just out of this world. And so we also tried some fireweed ice cream. There was a really popular ice cream place in downtown, and fireweed is like a really colorful weed on the side of the road that you would see like everywhere when you drive in Talkeetna. So there was an ice cream, and it tasted super, super light, but it was still really good. But yeah. Then drove to Denali. We stayed at the Denali Village RV Park Motel. And on our drive there, we went through Hatcher Pass. And, you know, we went through all these, like, scenic routes that we weren't able to on our way to Talkeetna. But it was really, really a beautiful drive. So that night, we had dinner at this place called Carson's, and it was recommended to us by a local. He said it was really, really good, so we just decided to go for it. The wait was really long, but that was just because we were a family of 19, and, or not a family, a group of 19, but that made sense. But our food wasn't the best, but we did get compensated for that with more food. So the little town center right across from the Denali Rainbow Village RV Park Motel was really, really nice. They had a whole bunch of gift shops. We definitely, while we were waiting for our table, we did a lot of shopping, and yeah, it was super, super nice. So the next day, we did the Denali tour bus with Tundra Wilderness Tour. And unfortunately, not all of us, all 19 of us, were on the same bus. The last, four, they were on a different bus that was, like 20 minutes later than ours. But that bus tour was absolutely amazing. We got to see bears and moose, and Denali was such a beautiful view. I totally recommend it. It's about 7 to 8 hours, but it doesn't feel that long. They do give you some snacks, but we did come prepared, and I recommend you guys come prepared too. This tour, honestly, I thought I'd be so, like, tired of it, but it was an amazing tour. I totally recommend it. So that night we stayed in the Lakefront in Anchorage, and I really liked that hotel because there was a whole bunch of water, like seaplanes that would take off and land every so often, and I thought it was just really cool to see all that. So the next morning, it was our last day, and so we kind of just had a fluid plan. We ate at Humpy's. Everyone did want to go to 49th State Brewing again, but we went to another famous restaurant called Humpy's, and everyone loved Humpy's. Their crab cakes, I believe, were so good. Like, totally recommend. Like, absolutely amazing. And then we went to a tier where you can find the longest tunnel. And it's like a single line tunnel, like you can only go one way, and the railroad also goes in that one, like, line. So I thought it was just really cool. But yeah, that's basically what we did that day. We just right after Wateer, we rushed straight to the airport. In the middle, we actually changed into our matching shirts and took pictures. If you guys want to see those pictures and more pictures, you can check out my blog, which is Dothy's Journal. So yeah, this is our Alaska trip. I hope you guys liked hearing about it. Bye.